August 3, 1929, when God decides to do works which must serve for all, in his ardor of love he puts everyone aside. How the Supreme Being possesses the inexhaustible vein. I continue in my usual abandonment in the divine fiat. I feel it as though centralized over my little existence. I feel its immensity, its power, its creative and enrapturing strength, which is such that, as it envelops me everywhere, it is not given to me to be able to resist it. But I feel happy with this, my weakness, and voluntarily I want to be weak in order to feel all the power of the divine volition over my littleness. But while I was feeling sunken within it, my sweet Jesus, making himself felt and seen, told me, "My daughter, when our divinity decides to do universal works, with the soul who is chosen as the first, to whom we entrust a work that must serve for the good of all, the ardor of our love is so great, that we put everything and everyone aside, as if no one else existed, and we centralize the whole of our divine being over her, and we give her so much of our own, to the point of forming seas around her and of drowning her with all our goods. And we want to give so much, because the ardor of our love leads us to never stop, so as to see in her our work accomplished, through which everything and everyone can enjoy and take the universal goods which our work encloses. With this, it is not that we do not see what the other creatures do, because our all-seeingness and immensity conceals nothing from us. We are aware of everything, and from us come the life and helps for all, but we act in such a way, and behave as if nothing else existed. So we acted in creation. After having formed heavens, suns, earth, ordering everything with such harmony and magnificence as to be stunning, in creating man, we centralized ourselves over him, and the ardor of our love was so great, it overflowed so strongly, that forming a veil around us, it made everything disappear for us, while we saw everything, and we occupied ourselves only with man. What did we not pour into him? Everything. While in the creation there was the magnificence and beauty of our works, in man there was not only the centralization of all our works fused in him, but, what's more, the settling of our life. Our love overflowed, it gave itself no rest, it wanted to give always, because it saw in him all the human generations. So we acted in the Queen of Heaven. Everything was put aside, all the evil of the other creatures, and we occupied ourselves only with her. And we poured so much, that she was the full of grace, because she was to be the universal mother, and cause of the redemption of all. So we are acting with you, for the kingdom of our divine will, we are behaving as if nothing else existed. If we wanted to look at what the other creatures are doing, the evils they commit, the ingratitudes, the kingdom of our will would remain always in heaven. Not only this, but we would not even feel disposed to tell a single truth about our supreme fiat. But our love, forming its veil of love over all the evils of creatures, puts everything aside for us, and overflowing strongly, not only makes us speak about it, but, what's more, makes us decide to give the great gift of the kingdom of our fiat to creatures. When our love is dead set on something, it seems it does not reason, and it wants to win by dint of love, not of reason. Therefore, as if it saw and heard nothing, at any cost it wants to give what it has decided. So, this is why it holds nothing back, and it pours the whole of itself out over the creature who is chosen for the great universal good that must descend for the good of all human generations. And this is the reason for the so much giving and saying to you, these are the ardors of our love, which wants to hold nothing back. It wants to give everything as long as the kingdom of the divine will may reign upon earth. Then, my mind continued to think about many things regarding the divine will. And my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, our supreme being is inexhaustible vein. We are never exhausted, nor can we say that we have finished giving, because as much as we give, we have always something to give. And while we give one good, another one arises to put itself on the way in order to give itself to creatures. But as inexhaustible as we are, we do not give our goods, our graces, nor do we tell our truths to one who is not disposed, to one who does not pay attention, to listen to us in order to learn our sublime lessons and model her life according to our teachings, in such a way that we may see our teachings written in her, and see her enriched with our gifts. If we do not see this, our gifts do not depart from us, nor does our voice reach the hearing of the creature. And if she hears anything at all, it is as though of a voice that comes from afar, such that she is unable to comprehend clearly what we want to tell her. Therefore, our inexhaustible vein is arrested by the lack of dispositions of creatures. But do you know who gives the true dispositions to the soul? Our divine will. It empties her of everything, it reorders her, it disposes her in an admirable way, in such a way that our inexhaustible vein never ceases to give and to let her hear its sublime lessons. Therefore, let yourself be always dominated by my divine fiat, and our inexhaustible vein will never cease to pour itself over you. And we will have the contentment of making new graces, new gifts, and lessons never before heard, arise from our divine being.